Good morning. And how are you as we begin Lent? Blessed. We focus on the gospel today because the gospel is what Lent is about, and it's the greatest way to lead us as we enter into these 40 days. And it's the first words Jesus proclaims: repent and believe in the gospel, or believe in the good news. And these are the two things that we need to be doing all of our lives, but also especially during Lent. Yesterday I was in Orlando doing a men's conference, and it was 86 there. Yeah, but I was only there for 20 hours. But anyway, it was really nice. But I was inside hearing confessions, preaching all day. And when I'm sitting there with the guys, you know, my challenge to the men always, like we're having our men's conference here in a couple weeks, is always the same. We got to surrender our lives to the good news of the gospel. And that means you and I need to repent. And when we repent, that means we're going to die. And I always say, aren't you excited? I've invited you here to die today. And the guys look at me and moan for a moment. But then the reality is when they come and they come to confession. And you know, yesterday, people hadn't been to confession in 50 years. Again, the greatness of those type days, when they can finally come home after 50 years being away from Jesus. And so when they can come and they can repent of their sinfulness and they can experience the good news that they are loved. And that's what this is all about. And I think when God calls us to this repentance, of course he's calling us to repent of our sin. Of course he's calling us to go to confession and start right with God. But he's helping us to focus on those things that keep us from him and keep us from others. And I think one of those core things that's not even on my list when I was going through my sins that need to be confessed list is selfishness. And I realize in my own life, I can be very selfish. I don't know about you, if anybody here is ever selfish, but every once in a while it might creep into our lives that we just want to do it our way. We just want to have everybody away for a while. We just want to take care of ourselves. We don't want to do the extra thing. We don't want to go out of our way and, you know, do a holy hour when Father's asking for a holy hour. We don't want to do it at the overflow shelter. I don't want to do this. Father, just let me go. I get like that too. We all get like that. That we just want to focus on ourselves and self-care and making sure that I'm okay and making sure my needs are being met and all that first. And that's fine. I mean, well, it's not fine. When God calls us to repent of that, he's telling us that that's not where we're going to find health. That's not where we're going to find love. That's not where we're going to find healing. That's not where we're going to find life. That when we turn into ourselves, it's that very thing that kills us. The very thing that we're hoping for, that I'm going to self-care and take care of myself and it's going to be okay and I'm going to protect myself. That's when I die. And a die death that isn't bring life to others or myself. And so I think that when the Lord's calling us, he's really looking at us to say, I want you to look at the selfishness in your life. And that selfishness expresses itself in all the very many sins that we've talked about throughout the years. Sin is always basically selfishness. I want to do it my way. I'm going to just do it. Let me go. But the good news is God has come to set us free from that. And when we accept this good news, when we stop being selfish and become selfless, that's when we finally have life. Now, most of you remember, I've talked about this many times, but does anybody remember my favorite movie ever in the world? City of Joy. The City of Joy. Remember, I've talked about this. I know that no one's listened. But anyway, The City of Joy is my favorite movie. And when you ever go, and if you ever watch The City of Joy, and I'd encourage you to rent a movie. It's a great movie. It's based on a book. And the book and in the movie, it's about a doctor who's performing surgery. He loses a child on the table. He can't take it. He decides to leave practicing medicine and just going and finding himself and being selfish. And he goes to India, and he picks up a prostitute, and he gets rolled by her. He loses all his money. They come and beat him up, and they beat him till there's nothing when he's looking at the selfishness, taking care of myself. And he wakes up one day beaten up in the City of Joy, which is a place in India. And there, you know, they nurse him back to health, and in the book he meets a priest. But in the movie, he meets a nurse, and she says, "What do you do? None of your business." And just being selfish. I got to take care of me. I got to self-care. "What do you do?" And so he finally says, "I'm a doctor." And she says, "Boy, do we need a doctor here. No, I'm not interested." And so finally, and the City of Joy is a place of extreme poverty. I mean extreme. There's leprosy there. There's everything. Then slowly he opens up, and slowly he starts using the gifts that God gave him to bring life to others, to bring healing to others. And he gets caught up in other people's lives, and his selfishness becomes selflessness. And then he finds joy. And the way the movie ends is just one line up on the screen. And it's, I used to make my kids, every year I showed this movie at my prep, when I was at prep and morals class, and they had to write a paper on the last line. And the last line of the book of the movie says, "All that is not given is lost. All that is not given is lost." That when we turn into ourselves in selfishness, we lose everything. But when we give away our life, we receive everything. So the call of Lent, the call of the gospel, the call of Jesus Christ is to turn and repent of our selfishness and become selfless. And we'll do that when we experience that good news. The good news is that you're loved by God, always loved, forever loved. And when you and I know and experience that love completely in our hearts, then it's a lot easier to be selfless, because we're not trying to have to take self-care or preserve myself, because God's love does that naturally. So today, as we continue on Lent, let's look at the selfishness of our life. And this isn't here to make you feel guilty. It's here to make you feel free. Let's look at this, and let's ask God to take our selfishness and transform it into selflessness, that we would experience his love and give his love and find true life and true freedom. You got it? Get it? Gonna live it? May each of you know his love today and forever. Amen.